It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
There's a sentence in the Book of Books which reads like this: "For you are strangers in the land of Egypt." Experience is a great teacher, and all of us have had the experience of being a stranger on occasion. We can remember on those occasions how much we wanted someone to show us a little kindness. Being kind to another makes life enjoyable. It enriches the soul of the person showing kindness and wins the heart of the recipient. So a kind act helps at least two people, possibly and probably more. Greatness of soul isn't measured by genius, fame, or fortune. It's measured by kindness. Stephen Grillet once wrote, "I shall pass through this world but once. Any good, therefore, that I can do, or any kindness that I can show to any human being, let me do it now. Let me not defer nor neglect it, for I shall not pass this way again." I believe also that being kind to another brings kindness in return. There's a law of life which is stated like this: we reap what we sow. Most of us are aware of what happens when kindness isn't used. Harold Sandall put it this way: any kindness that is never used but hidden alone will slowly harden till it is hard as any stone. Do unto others as you would have them to do unto you. It's called the golden rule. It's a wonderful way of living. Be kind to others because you want them to be kind to you. Kindness is also the best persuasion we have. Now, our speech may be good and interesting, and we need to use interesting and informative words, but one act of kindness often speaks louder than a thousand words. Frederick Faber once said, "Kindness has converted more sinners than zeal, eloquence, and learning." And that's true. The ministry of kindness is a ministry which may be achieved by all people, rich or poor, learned or illiterate, young or old. Brilliance of mind and capacity for deep thinking have rendered great service to humanity, but by themselves they are impotent to dry a tear or mend a broken heart. Whatever a person has to say, it does not mean much unless it is backed by action. And for many of us who have trouble getting our words to come out right, we found a simple act of kindness gets the job done. The stranger who sojourns with you shall be to you as the native among you, and you shall love him as yourself, for you were strangers in the land of Egypt. We've all been strangers in the land of Egypt. We know how much kindness is wanted and needed and appreciated. Let us, therefore, be as kind to others as we would wish they were to us. Edgar Guest, the poet, he had a way of expressing profound thoughts in simple words, and he wrote this down one time: "When I see a deed of kindness, I'm eager to be kind. When a weakened brother stumbles and a strong man stays behind just to see if he can help him, then the wish grows strong in me to become as big and thoughtful as I know that friend can be. And all travelers can witness that the best of guides today is not the one who tells them, but the one who shows the way."
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.